Thought I did that. Okay. So in this parsha, Kisisa, there is so much to talk about. We're only gonna touch the tip of the iceberg, and I made a decision to just really focus mostly about Shabbos. This shiur is a Friday morning shiur, and every once in a while when we have a chance to speak about Shabbos, so I think it's a good thing to do. It's a good investment because Shabbos comes every week, you know. So if you come with a deeper understanding of Shabbos, you could. So we know that Shabbos is so central to Yiddishkeit in so many ways. Right? Even the colloquially, when you want to refer to somebody as a from guy, you call him a Shomer Shabbos. It's like Shabbos just has the. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Ksav HaKabbalah, who I tell you every week is such a mechadesh. He comes up with such original ideas every week. His mamish original. What he says, nobody else says. Nobody else says. Original ideas. So this week is no different. So let's just take a look inside the Chumash. The Ksav HaKabbalah. Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. That's who we're studying this year, the Ksav HaKabbalah. So let's take a look. Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel. So there are these. There is this little piece in the middle of the parsha where he talks about Shabbos. Page 258. Good morning, Gavi. 258. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Vata Daber El Bnei Yisrael Lemor Ach Es Shabsosai Tishmoru Ki Ach Es Shabsosai Tishmoru. You hear this? When the Torah introduces Shabbos, it's not the first place, but Ach Es Shabsosai Tishmoru, observe my Shabbatot, my Shabbos in plural, Ki Os Hi Beini Uveinechem. In the singular, Os Hi Beini Uveinechem. By the way, I've read this pasuk 100 times. I never picked up on this. Never picked up on it. Observe my Shabbos in plural, ki os hi, because it in singular is a symbol, osi. Why the shift from plural to singular? Simple question. Listen to the simple but beautiful idea of the Ksav HaKabbalah. First piece. Ulefi hamavur b'shem Shabbos sheyesh pishnayim b'hora aso. According to what I explained about Shabbos, he says Shabbos is a double, is its teachings are doubled. Ha'echad, inyan ha'bitl v'ahefzik mimalacha. So there's one physical Shabbos. You're supposed to not do physical labor, the 39 activities. V'hasheni, inyan yishuv hadas l'inyanam elokiyim. He says there's a physical Shabbos and a spiritual Shabbos. The physical Shabbos is don't do work, don't do malacha, don't do the 30 malachas. But that's not the be-all and end-all. It's not just supposed to be a day off. That's what a lot of people make a mistake. A Shabbos is a day off, a chill-out day. I have my paper, I have my chocolate cake, I have my coffee, I have my nap, I have my chalent. This is Shabbos. This is the beginning and end of Shabbos. He says that's missing, that's called half Shabbos. Right? We have this new thing called, that's half Shabbos. You only got half Shabbos. No, there's another Shabbos. That's why it's Shabsosai. That's Shabbos. It's supposed to be a Shabbos of the mind. A Shabbos of resting your mind from the newspaper, from business, from sports, from worldly things. No, it's supposed to be a Shabbos of the mind. The mind is supposed to be connecting to Hashem, to contemplate the spiritual matters, to study Torah, to think about spiritual ideas, to analyze one's connection to Hashem, to analyze one's connections in life. That's the Iker Shabbos. Vasheni in Yishuv Adas in Elokim Im Kein Yesh B'chol Shabbos. Shabbos Shtei Shvisos. Every Shabbos has two rests. That's Es Shabbosai Tishmoru. You have to observe both. Don't observe half Shabbos. Shabbosai just came to me now. Shvisos Aguf Meiske HaOlam Ushvisas VeYishuv HaNefesh L'Sasek Binyan Ruchanim Elokim Ve'in Shvisos Aguf Levada Iker V'Tachlas Kiyam Masei Shvisos Shabbos. So many people get it wrong. They think it's just about a day off. Ki amnam, no. That's just half Shabbos. Ki amnam, eino rak siba goremes al shvisas v'yishuv das ha-nefesh. V'hi ha-shvisa tachlisis ha-mechuvenes. V'al zeh ba'o ha-sar ha-kan shabsosai tishmor. Yirtze. B'chol Shabbos v'shabbos tishmoru shtei shvisos. Es shabsosai tishmoru. Every Shabbos should be a double Shabbos. Shtei Shvisas. Shvisas, okay, listen to this beautiful pshat he has. Shvisas aguf min malachas. Ma'isa shvisas ha-nefesh min malachas avodus Hashem. Valios sheshtei shvizos ela ze la ze kimisovev min hasiba velo yispardu. Since these two Shabbosos are just two halves of the same coin, one is supposed to be the reason for the other. One is what brings you to the other. Shvisa from physical work is supposed to allow you time and effort, energy to allow you to have shvisa, to have your mind calm and set and focused on the spiritual. Ki be'emes achas heina. So really, they're all one. These two are all one. So that's why he says ki oshi hashvisa harishoni achana lavol tachlis hashvisa hamitis. Lachin amra kos val shtehen shehin achas be'emes lashin yochid ki oshi. Oh, and listen to this cute pshat. V'itachein, he says, perhaps we could explain. Oh man, Barry, you missed it, Barry. V'itachein, and it's possible to say, ki al kavanazu, don't worry, we're going to keep repeating it. Ki al kavanazu amru chazal, or razal, Rabbi Satan, Zechon Levracha, ilu shamru Yisrael shtei shabasos miyad negolin. Says a mamar chazal, right, even though Mordechai ben David famously sang, just one Shabbos and we'll be free, actually in the Medrash it says, If the Jewish people would observe two Shabbosos, right away they'd be free. So he asked him, what's so special about two? Maybe it's three, maybe it's seven, maybe it's ten. Well, why is two Shabbosos? So there's all kinds of explanations. One time I explained in the shir, maybe it was 12 years ago, I don't know. But one time I had a set of pshat in the shir. It wasn't my own idea, but like the idea of two Shabbosos is because Shabbos prepares the week. So Shabbos determines what the however you observe Shabbos, that gives Kedusha into the following week. So you need a Shabbos followed by a week that was influenced by Shabbos followed by a Shabbos. So a Shabbos that was influenced by a Shabbos. But anyway, you need that's the two. But he says no, maybe that's what it means. Ilu shami sol shtei Shabbos miyad negalin ein kavanasan al shtei Shabbos bezman nifradim. If Klai Yisrael would accept two Shabbos right away, they'd be redeemed. No. Observe my double Shabbos. What's my double Shabbos? Both a physical Shabbos and a spiritual Shabbos. Ki oshi in the singular. Oshi b'nivechem. Both Shabbosos together. A lot of people only observe half Shabbos. They only take it as a day off, but they forget. They forget about the Ruchnis to Shabbos. That's the Ikka Shabbos. Oh, and he continues with the same thing. So he says, Kedusha, what does the word Kedusha mean? Kedusha means where one thing is elevated and exalted from the other. Venerally, Kishem Kedusha in Yana, Hahis Alus, Vahahis Romamus, Aldavar Pachos Hamadrega. Lachain. Here the Ksava Kabbalah is repeating an idea that we've had in earlier weeks. And basically the idea is going to repeat as follows, gentlemen. He's going to say that in the merit of, in what way is Shabbos a symbol between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki osi beinu v'neichem l'odas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. In what way is Shabbos an os? He wants to say like this. Shabbos is an os because on Shabbos, all of us behave shelo kederach hateva. Normally a guy has a day off. So what are you going to think about? You're going to think about how can I make more money? How could I do more things? How could I, go take my car and take a vacation and go? But we are commanded to do the heroic act on Shabbos, and for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't think about your business. Don't think about vacation in the classic physical world. We're asked to act l'malam and ateva. In the merit of our acting l'malam and ateva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, and he acts l'malam and ateva with us by protecting us, by giving us parnasa, even though we're taking one day off. The whole rest of the week can think about their parnasa on Shabbos. The whole rest of the world. Why aren't all Jews behind the rest of the world? We have one less day a week to think about business, to think about work. We should be behind everybody. Hashem responds shelo kederach hateva with us. Look what he says, and that's Shabbos. Vitzivanu yisparch kedoshim to you. Ki kadoshani came when you yisparch nagam amum yisayas behind the floor. Neged chuki hateva biyetzias mitzrayim alayomu v'mon v'chadom harbe. And he says it goes the other way too. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, Shaloka Derech HaTeva, and he gave us the man in the Midbar, Shaloka Derech HaTeva, and he gave us the bear, he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Shaloka Derech, that's why we have to observe Chukim, this is what the Savaval said earlier, that's why we have to observe Chukim, which means things that don't make any sense. Look what he says. L'chein ha'uma mechuyeves l'hiskadesh b'machshavta u'v'maseh neged teva levava v'lishma chukei Hashem. This is something he's repeated many times. V'alzeh amar sham, v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim u'shmartem eschukosa v'asisem osam ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Kedusha means going l'malam in ateva, means a very high level of something. U'kvar bir ha'mishor ha'eloki, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Elokim ba'kodesh darkecha, ata ha'kel ose pele, ga'alta b'zura amecha, ra'ucha mayim yachilu, ra'ucha miyam yachilu. Hine, bir, what does this pasuk mean? That's why the pasuk starts ata. It starts Elokim Bakodesh Darkecha. So v'chein ha'misrachik mitayvas haznus. Someone who holds himself back from tayvas of znus. Look at the whole world. We are heroic that we hold ourselves back from tayvas haznus. Umachalas asuros nikra kadosh. Person who holds himself back from Tavas Aznus and Machalas Asuras, the whole world eats whatever it wants. The whole world commits Averis with whatever they want. Nikra Kadosh. So we're called Kadoshim. Ratzalom are Mufrash, Umuvdal. We're elevated. V'chein ha-Misrachik mitavas ha-Mamon shel Isser. Shemoneh ha-Satzim b'yom ha-Shabbos miskei olam. A person who prevents himself on Shabbos from thinking about his business. Nikra Kadosh. V'alzeh Amar u'shmartim sa-Shabbos ki kodesh hilachem. That's what's normal. That's what's natural. To think about your business on Shabbos. To think about how am I going to make more money. V'amisrachik mimalacha v'osik b'yom ha-Shabbos v'osim b'zeh neged teva levavo ha-mis'aveh el ribu v'tosefes ha-kinyonim ha-zmanim. A person who spends his Shabbos thinking about spiritual matters, distancing himself from ribuy v'tosefes kinyonim ha-zmanim, nosin b'zeh os al emunaso. This is a raya that he has emuna shehan hagaso l'malam michuki teva yitzira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga with him is l'mala min ha-teva. Hinei ba'ofen zeh shmirasenu es yom ha-Shabbos al kavan hazu. Our observance of this double Shabbos with this intention. He gam kein la'os elav yisparach. This is a sign to Hashem. La'achzik imanu tamid hanhagas ozos. By our observing Shabbos, which is l'mala min ha-teva, we are strengthening HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in kind, responding to us with bracha l'mala min ha-teva, as he's going to say right now. Vav shemiderach mahalach ha-teva miyot ta'esek yemayit arvachas ha-mamon. Even though al pichukei ha-teva, by our not thinking about business and those things on Shabbos, we should be behind the rest of the world in terms of parnasa. We have one day less, so al piteva we should be making less money than everybody. Who yisparach yishlach shifas berchaso b'derech kodesho lahashlim b'mei ha-maisem minias ha-harvacha. He's going to be mashlim this that we lost by not working on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo kederech ha-teva is going to be mashlim the rest of the work. V'day b'zeh l'mamin. That's ki os hi b'ini u'v'neichem lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Kedusha meaning l'mala min ha-teva. Those he's understanding. Kedusha means something elevated, something lofty, something otherworldly, something beyond this world. That's what Kedusha means. So it's an OC. Shabbos is an OC. It's a two-way street. Just says the Ksav HaKabbala, just like I explained that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, l'mala min ha-teva, that obligated us in chukim, which go against the Seichel. If you remember, he talked about that earlier in previous parshiyos around Shmos Ve'erobo. He kept on talking about that. Similarly, Shabbos continues that relationship, right? Shabbos continues that relationship by further by further illustrating our commitment to this relationship, the Malamana Teva. Just look at three more pieces. The same idea continues. Mechalaleha, most you must. Again, as Shabsosai Tishmor is the plural, Mechalaleha, most you must. Hayaroy Loma, Mechalila, Lamid Kimutsa, Umapik Hey, Lashin Yachid. Uchidusia, most you must. Liachid. Ukibisefa, call her Ose. Vamar Mechalaleha, be Yud Harabim, Ki Afsha Mechalu Yachid. Same thing as before. Shabsosai OC. Same thing. Mechalaleha. Those who violated in the plural, in the singular, most you must. What's going on? Afsha mechalayachim. Kamal chilul b'shtayim. Chabegufu chaben afsho. Basias malacha over belav de lo sasa kol malacha. But Paul Yada, when you violate Shabbos, so you violated the malacha. But you're mevatel asay diyom ashvi Shabbos Hashem lekecha ben afsho. Like I explained in Yisro Perakhov, Pasuk Yud, Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho. Kibishvisas Aguf mi Malacha Levada, Dayan Lokiim Asay the Shabbos. I don't know what that stands for. I'm sure I could think about it, but Imlo Nimna Rak mi Lavar Alav de Losasa Kol Malacha. Oh, Lashem Elokecha, right, I'm sorry. Lashem Elokecha, yeah. Adayin lo kiyam asay de Shabbos Lashem Elokecha. Im lo nimna rak mi lavar alav de los asakom alocha. Ve'eino miyachid nafshu linyanim elokiyim. Nimtza b'shosh osam alocha mechala b'kiflayim. When you violate Shabbos, you're double, it's a double violation. Over halos asay b'gufo u'mevatel ha'asay b'nafshu. L'chein amar mechalaleha b'loshen rabim. When a person violates Shabbos, he's violating a double aspect. Yachidu, u'mechalab kiflaim shachar atzmuzah. K'mosha Shabbos ha'yichid yikar kovzo Shabbososai. B'loshen rabim l'fishish wa shtei shvises. Shvises ha'gof mi'olach, shvises ha'nevish b'shev adas in yonim, elokim. Kocha ha'mechalon k'b'loshen rabim mechalaleha. Ki chilula b'gufo v'nafsho. Ki kol ha'ose bo malacha yuma. Hold on, ki, ah. Again, strange pasuk. Look at that. Y'all looking inside the chumash. Look inside the chumash. Pasuk Yudal. Same idea. Very, very strange pasuk, which he says so beautifully. So beautiful, deep insights into Shabbos this week. Look what he says. Next pasuk. So far we've learned three pasukim. Ushmartem es Shabbos. Again, I read this pasuk a million times. Never once picked this up. Look what he says. Ushmartem es Shabbos. Ki kodesh yilachem. Mechal aleha most you must. If you mechal Shabbos, you're going to die. Why? Why? Ki kol ha'osa b'malacha v'nichrasa nevashim v'kerev ha'mea. What? You'll die. Why? Because if you violate Shabbos, you get kares. How is that the reason for why you die? No. That's what we just said. You're going to die. Why are you going to die? Because if you do it, you're going to get kares. What's going on? Listen to the beautiful chiddush of the Ksav HaKabbalah. He's going to say like this. Why do you die if you violate Shabbos? Because a person who violates Shabbos has separated himself from Gan's Klal Yisrael. There's something about not keeping Shabbos which is different than not keeping any other mitzvah. This is not just like eating treif or like violating some other minor league aveira. When you're mechal Shabbos, it's a krisus. It's kila kolos about you. You're saying that the whole Yiddishkeit is not for you. That's why he's going to say that a mechal Shabbos is mumel kol haTorah kula. Chazal say Shabbos not just like any iser. If you're mechal Shabbos, you're mumel kol haTorah kula. This is like saying that's why we call a guy. Typically, he's a firm guy. We call him a shomer Shabbos. Why do you call a firm guy a shomer Shabbos? Why is Shabbos? Well, that's the definition. Shabbos is part of the definition of being a Jew. If you separate yourself out, so why do you die if you violate Shabbos? Why? Because kol haosim b'malacha v'nichras anavshim mikerev amel. You're separating yourself from Gan's Klai, so it's not just like any other. Look what he says inside so beautifully. Tremendous Chiddush. Ki. Milas ki tzarech bir. How is this a reason? Why do you die? Because you're going to get kares. It makes no sense. Milas ki tzarech bir. Ki lo yitachin losses tamal chir mises bezin lofi shechayiv kares b'nei shemayim. Why do you get mises bezin? Because you chayiv kares. Makes no sense. Venera Lomar, he says, or Venera Lee, take your pick. Venera Lee, Kishem Kares in Yano Pirud Achibur. As we know from a get, Man divorces his wife. Amar sefer krisos al pirud advekus shahi ben ish lishto. Karis means separation. The Torah refers to divorce as sefer krisos. Va'amar nechrusu mehayardin al pirud chelke amayim zemizeh kocha ha'ish haprati haporish et atzmo miklal ha'uma yisraelis v'yavdil mimeno be'munaso v'daso hu nichras v'nifrad. See, the whole idea of karis is a person who's cut off from the Uma Yisraelis, the Yibadal Mimena Ben Munasa Vidaso, who Nichras Vinifad Vinivdal Mehem, Zehu Lashon Vinichrasa Hanefesh Ahime Amel. What's a Lomar? Shenifrad Vinivdal Ha'ish Hazem Mikol Adaso, Chutz Mikrisus Hanefesh Bolom Aruchi. Oh, Vitam Amikr Lafi Zeh, Lase Siba Vitam Alishaivo Onesh Mises Bezdin Lafi. Shebechalalo la'ene kol es yom Shabbos kodesh. A person who's mechal Shabbos befarhesi in front of people. Bazeh hivdil atzmo miklal Yisrael shomrei Shabbos. With this he has separated himself from klal Yisrael who observe Shabbos. Lochein roi levayar isha b'lial mikerev machne Yisrael is asked to be killed. Laman lo tispet soras hamaroso zos hamaroso. Herbie, hamarasa means meimir, your kfira, your mummer, your divergence. Hamaraso zos gamla cher mikal dasa. We don't want your disease to be caught by others. V'yira shemi, and it would appear to me, says the Ksava Kabbalah, shemi mikra ze yotzal rabasein lomar hamachal Shabbos b'farhesu umummer l'chal atarakula. That if you're a Mechal Shabbos, like your Shechita's puzzle, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're considered to be a Mumil. If you just eat treif, well, maybe treif's not a good example, but if you just do any other Aveira, I don't know. Let's think of another Aveira. Whatever Aveira you do, aside from Shabbos and Kashrus, okay, that might not also be a good example. let's get another Stam.
Another Mumer, a good idea.
That's another Mumer, yeah. So just the Stam Aveira.
Don't put on to
you muzzle your ex.
You muzzle your ox. There you go.
Okay.
You muzzle saksam shorbadisha. That's the classic lab. You muzzle your ox. So that doesn't make your shechita puzzle. But if you're a mechal Shabbos, you're considered a mumel l'chala Torah kula. It's like you're non-Jewish. You're mechal Shabbos, you're mumel l'chala Torah kula. Why? Oh. Ki lefi ha-mavur ha-davar mefurish b'lishna tekra. Sha-mechal sa-Shabbos hu nichras v'nivdal me'adas Yisrael. Ayin Rashi b'pasuk ha-nefesh ahi. Oh. Wow. And here's the final thing about Shabbos. What does it say? Listen to this. So beautiful. Each piece is so beautiful. Ushmartim, so then the next pasuk. Not the next pasuk. Two later. Vishabbos b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos las Shabbos dorasam bris olam. What does it mean that Shabbos is bris olam? Listen to the beautiful pshat of the Ksava Kabbalah. What do you mean? We say it every Shabbos morning. Bris olam. What does it mean that Shabbos is Bris Olam? Listen to this beautiful Peshat in Bris Olam. Beautiful. Beautiful. Bris Olam. Lafiyah Mefarshim, Yechzar B'Shem Bris Halamid Haroi. It should have said Bris, it should have said Libris Olam. Rishabbos says to Shabbos, Lasa Shabbos Lidorosam Libris Olam. Or Bris Le'olam. I don't know. Bris Le'olam. Okay. Venerally, Tam HaMikra. He says, this is what it means. Ayidei Shmiras HaShabbos. Asher ponabo mikol iske gufaniim, you leave all of the physical dealings of the world. Umishamer hashvisa hamitis for hushvisa sanefesh. Right, he keeps going back to this double Shabbos. The double of Shabbos is there's a Shabbos of physical relaxation and there's a Shabbos of spiritual relaxation. So a person who understands that lifnos daito machshavto biyom hazelin yonam ruchni melokim levad kimavur lamalab shem Shabbos. Bazeh yifol kol ish Yisrael bibonav uvidoros of acharav. This is a lesson to our families and our children and grandchildren. Sheyasimu alev ladas ulahavin. Shabbos is a way of teaching our children and grandchildren. They should know that it's not just that Shabbos is about this, but all of life is about this. Shabbos is a microcosm about all of life. That all of life is supposed to be meant not just chasing after physical things, but all of life is supposed to be the physical things that we have are only there to give us a framework to be able to chase after the spiritual things. That's what all of life is about, not just Shabbos. Shabbos is bris olam. It's a covenant. It's a choice for all our future generations to teach them not just what Shabbos is about, but what all of life is about. Look what he says. Sheyasim alev ladas ulhaven she'ein iskev in yonei olam hazeh heima hachayim ha'ikariyim. That life is not just about accumulating money and not just about having good food and not just about physical pleasures. Ki im kinyan ashlemus ha'tachlisi hu ha'mechuvan v'ha'miyud ha'amiti. All of life is about spiritually perfecting ourselves, perfecting our midos, perfecting the way we talk to people, perfecting the way we give to people, perfecting our natures to become giving people, perfecting our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfecting the way we daven, perfecting our attitude towards the study of Torah, our time commitment towards the study of Torah. That's what all of life's about. Shabbos is a microcosm of what it's supposed to be. Shabbos is a laboratory. It's a yeshiva. It's an educational institution to teach all of our children and grandchildren, our families and the whole world about what life's about, not just what Shabbos is about. Bris Olam. Look what he says. V'hu b'chiras u'breiras ha'chaim ha'nitzchiyim. V'shem bris in yano ha'b'chira. K'mo shekos hafti yilama ha'pashas noach. V'shem olam. Bris, he says, means b'chira. And olam means in yano ha'nitzchis. It's an eternal choice. Nitzchis. It is a choice for all eternity. Shabbos teaches Klal Yisrael of the choice we are supposed to make of, for all eternity. What's the choice that's going to be mekayim us as a people? The choice, the bris olam, the choice that's going to be mekayim us as a people is the choice to decide to realize that the ikar purpose of the world is the spiritual and not the physical. The physical things in the world are just there to give us the background and the backdrop and the wherewithal and the ability to make the spiritual choices, that what's really important in life is who we are as spiritual people. And that's what's our nitzchias. That's olam. That's the eternal kingdom of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will only survive as long as we get this message of Shabbos. That Shabbos isn't just half Shabbos. That Shabbos isn't just a day off. It's not just a day off. It's a day of the soul. Shem olam inyano hanitzchis hamiyuedes lanefesh behitzdara b'tzror hachayim hanafshim. I forgot to erase that one Yiddish word. Umilas es kimo im. Shabbos teaches us and our children what the whole purpose of the world is, and that's l'saneg al Hashem. Okay, and the last piece about Shabbos. I got to say something about the Chet HaEgel, right? You can't let this parsha go by without anything about the Chet HaEgel, even though there's so much about Shabbos. I'm telling you, I'm leaving out 50 pages of his commentary this week. This week's commentary was like beyond. V'harav Ovadia Sfarno Kosav uv'yom hashvi Shabbos. Ah, uv'yom hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha. It's Yud Zayin. What's Pasuk Yud Zayin? The next Pasuk. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael osi li'olam ki sheishes yom al sashem es hashmayim es haaretz. Oh. Again, right. Again, v'shamer bnei Yisrael sashabos, la'atzos sashabos, l'doro sam bris olam, beini uvein bnei Yisrael osi li'olam ki sheishes yom al sashem es hashmayim es haaretz, uva yom ha'shvi shavas v'ayin ha'fash. So he quotes from the Sfarno, v'harav Ovadia Sfarno Kosov, uviyom ha'shvi shavas, bo ha'isa malacha shlema, uvishlemusa tia menucha. Vayino fash, nasa ha'shvi bal nefesh yiseir vitosevas hachana lahasig. Hine, hesev gamkin mamar ze al habria, lo al habora yisbarach. V'harashba b'chidusha v'agados perik dal de tainas spirit vayino fash, oz nivresh nefesh ha'olam. Ah, so Ksava Kabbalah basically takes a Sfarno, and he takes a Rashba and puts them together and comes out with his own beautiful, closing parlay about Shabbos. Look what he says. Let's read it slowly. V'harav Ovadia Sfarno Kosav uv'yom ha'shvi Shabbos bo ha'isa ha'malacha shlema uv'shlemusa tia menucha va'ina fash nasa ha'shvi bal nefesh yisei revihito sefes hachana lahasi. Says the Sfarno, V'yom ha'shvi shavas, on the seventh day Hashem rested, which means on the seventh day Hashem realized that the world was complete, the world achieved its shleimus. That's uvayom ha'shvi shavas. He stopped because he realized Shabbos brought the world to its completion. Uvishleimus etzia menucha vayina fash. Therefore, he gave us a neshama yisera to enjoy the spirituality of Shabbos, to be able to appreciate the shleimus of the world. And then he says, "Vaharash." So he says that this is referring to creation, not so much about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. On the word vayinafash, vaharash bechidush of lagados perik dal appears vayinafash. Oz nivres nefesh ha'olam, ayin sham. So the Rashba in his commentary to Tainus in the fourth chapter explains the word vayinafash. What does it mean? Uvayom ha'shvi shavas vayinafash. On the seventh day, Hashem rested. And once Hashem rested, the world got its soul. Shabbos is the soul of the world. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, put these two things together. Hisbonein! Exclamation point. Think about this idea of the Rashba. I don't know who put in the exclamation point, but Hisbonein. Lefi. Shebiyom hashvi hazeh. On this seventh day, Nisyached be'es habriya. It happened at the time of creation. Shehisiga habriya bo shleimusa ha'achron l'kiyum nitzchiyusa. That all of creation received on the day of Shabbos when Hashem rested from creating the world. All of creation received on that day its completed state, which will ultimately allow the world to exist forever and ever. Meaning the world got its neshama, the world got its soul, because the soul, just like the soul of man is what allows man to live, so too the soul of the world, Shabbos, is what allows the world to live. He says, "Lachein esyachid gam kin yom lano." Opposite, just like Shabbos is what allows the world to have its eternal life, so too Shabbos is what gives each one of us our soul, neshama yisera. Lachein esyachid gam kin yom lano lahasagaseinu bo hashleimus anavshi. Just like Hashem rested and gave the world its life on Shabbos, so too, this same day of Shabbos, we have one day for us to achieve our eternity. For us to achieve our eternal shleimus. As well as we observe Shabbos, that's as well as our souls are going to be able to achieve eternity. That's the second part of Shabbos, the second intention in Shabbos, the double aspect of Shabbos. So it sounds like from these beautiful words that the Ksav HaKabbalah understands, that's the pshat. Kisheshes yomim asa Hashem es hashamayim v'esa oretz, uvayom hashvi shavas v'inofash. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world its kiyum on Shabbos, so too each of us has one day to give our worlds, our neshamos, an eternal, everlasting Shabbos. So this is all about Shabbos. Beautiful ideas, the double Shabbos. We have 5 minutes left to talk about the Cheder Egel. So we're not really going to talk much about the Cheder Egel, actually. We're just going to talk about the Luchos. First, just a couple of pieces. You'll have to do the rest for homework. I'm just going to summarize the last three pieces. Beautiful ideas. In the first piece, he talks about Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes minahar. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed. So he says what this means is that, what do you mean? They saw that Moshe was delayed. What did they think Moshe Rabbeinu was doing up there? So because the Klal Yisrael sinned with the Cheder Egel, because Klal Yisrael sinned in a way, Avi. Because Klal Yisrael sinned in a way, thank you. Because Klal Yisrael sinned in a way that they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was up there twiddling his thumbs. They thought that it was, they were choshesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would cause Moshe Rabbeinu to be injured. He had an onus happen to him. Why did he? No, why was he up there in the mountain? He was up there. He was besimcha. He was learning Torah from the master of the universe. But because of their warped perspective, so they put the wrong kavanas in terms of what was going on up there. He puts that in the lashon of boshesh. And the lesson that you learn from there is that when your yetzahara works overtime, he's always going to convince you of wrong ideas and wrong things and wrong hashkafas and wrong philosophies. That was the yetzahara. This was the beginning of the sin of the golden calf, that they ascribed the wrong intentions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'll have to see that piece for homework. But then he says, it says about the luchos, just two quick ideas about the luchos, and then we'll conclude. Two things about the luchos. Mishnei Avraham Mizeh Umizeh. So what does he say about the luchos? The luchos were written on both sides. He says, what is it? He says, yeah, you could read the luchos on both sides. Who cares? Why is that such a great thing? He says, what does it mean, Mizeh Umizeh? It doesn't mean that you could read luchos on both sides. He says, what it means is that the luchos came not just with the Ten Commandments written on the luchos, but the luchos came with all of Torah Sheba'al Peh written inside the luchos. The Beis HaLevi also has something very similar, that the luchos had all of Torah Sheba'al Peh written in them, and all the secrets of Torah. I have told you many times that the reason why the Ksav HaKabbalah wrote his book, Ksav HaKabbalah, was to show that Torah Sheba'al Peh without Torah Sheba'al Peh is completely meaningless. That's the whole book, Ksav HaKabbalah. What was written and the Kabbalah, the traditions of that were Baal Peh, it's all one Torah. It's all one, because he was fighting the Maskilim, who were saying in the 1700s in Germany and in Europe, throughout Europe, the Maskilim were saying, no, the Torah Shebichsav, that's the Torah, but the Torah Shebaal Peh, chuck it in the garbage. That's what he was fighting. So he says, the Luchos included, he says, why do we need the whole Mamad Har Sinai with 3 days of preparation just to learn 10 Commandments? The Ten Commandments are very simple, very pashut. If you read them, any idiot can understand the Ten Commandments. He says, no, it wasn't just about the Ten Commandments, it was about all. He says the Ten Commandments are the 10 roots of all of Torah. All of Torah, you could learn out all these ideas, and Torah Shabbat Peh, he says, that's what it means the Luchos were written Mishnei Avraham. It means the Luchos didn't just have the Aseres HaDibros, it had all of the Perushim. And he says, that's what the word, that's the next piece. Choros HaLuchos, look at the last piece. V'shaper tigamo choros means mefurosh. That the luchos weren't just the Ten Commandments. The luchos were everything explained out. It was all explained. Let's read a little bit of this. Go to the second to the last piece. I'm sorry, backwards. Mishnei Avraham Mizeh Mizeh. Zehaya Pela Godol. Shaksav HaYinikra Kisidura Mishnei HaAvarim. Mashein Kem B'Ksav Shalano. Ki Milifnei Mi B'Sidura U'Me'achrav Mehupach. You're talking the first, Mishnei Avraham L'Remez. Ki Yesh L'Mashmos Divrei HaTorah Shnei Avarim. Nigla V'Nister. When you read a Pasuk, you have its simple Nigla, its simple open meaning, and Nistar. Then you have all the hidden meanings of every Pasuk. Every Pasuk means worlds and worlds and worlds of Torah Shabbat Peh, hints at ideas and ideas. Midos Shator Nereshon, Kavachom Gzeir Shava. All these things. Kinyin Tapuchei Zahav Maskios Kesef. Uksiv Pasuk Aniv Ki Kiflayim L'Sushi Yivarim. Ki HaTorah Kfula, just like Shabbos is doubled, the Torah is also double. U'milvad pshatei HaTorah, yesh ba'o talumos chachma. Aside from the revealed nature of learning, when you analyze and you delve in depth, you have all kinds of pshatim, the pshatei pshatim, the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Kabbalah. V'alzeh omer ha'kosef, achas dibur elkim shtayim zu shamati. V'apirish ha'sheini yosem mechuvan. Kimato else, who cares about a nesa? You can read it from two sides, shkoyach. You could turn it around and read it the same way. Who cares? In Mishneh, you could read the Luchos on both sides the same way. Who needs that miracle? Shkoyach. V'lovet kutchabichanisa lemigna. Hashem wouldn't make a miracle for no purpose. Uviyosel adas. I don't know what that stands for. Shehoya arboyim al koluach v'luch. Oh, Rav Sama. That's the name of, in the Yerushalmi, that there were 40 on every luach. What does it mean? Look at the last page. On the luchos, you had the nigla and the nister. Was all written on the luchos. Pshat, remez, drash, and sod. It was all there. Udas Rav Sama, you are boim, arba panim ha'ila b'cholechem mishtei aluchos. Wow. And that's what Chorus means, Mefurish. In the last chat, he says the same thing. And that's what we have to understand when we learn Torah. Torah is not just about the revealed Torah, the Ksav. There's also the Kabbalah. There's also the hidden Torah. And on the Luchos, you had all of that. It wasn't just the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are the roots of all Taryag Mitzvos. So we learned a lot about Shabbos. Hopefully, the goal should be. Remember my house growing up with my parents and my father used to conduct the Shabbos in this way. It was a very, very spiritual Shabbos. We would sit at the table for hours. I don't have the patience to do it. My parents did sit at the table for hours talking to the Divrei Torah, mostly singing Nigunim. Less about the Divrei Torah, more about the singing Nigunim, trying to get out of the Shabbos, the spiritual connection of Shabbos. The special second half of Shabbos, not just the physical day off, but to realize what Shabbos is all about, and to realize that Torah is not just about the Nigla, but also about the Nistar. So hopefully in the merit of our studies, the Shabbos, we should taka b'zocha to be shomer shtei Shabbosos. And Chazal say, if we're zocha to observe shtei Shabbosos, miyad negolim. So hopefully we'll observe Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, and right away we'll experience a gula. We have enough people to try to say Kaddish. Nice. Rabbi Hanani and Akash and Mutzra Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakos is so to keep all the Mishnah and Mark. And the Nechav Eitz Aman said, Koi Adil to Rabbi Adil. And Al Vi Yisadash, Mei Rabbah. Yom Adil Rav Ki Yisev, Yom Nechav Eitz Aman, Chai Chom, Yom Chom, Chai 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 Chom, Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much for coming. Great to see you. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you too.
Thank you for coming. Have a great Shabbos.
Have a great fourth. I'm trying to remember it.